Why is there a dryer sheet in my mailbox? Random facts. And stunned on Mother's Day. I'm Paul A. Decker. That's what I'm buzzing about today, May 13th, on The Daily Buzz. Next. Paul A. Decker's Daily Buzz for Wednesday. Last summer, people started finding single dryer sheets in their mailboxes. But why? A postal worker on Reddit has now helped solve the mystery. Apparently, they keep bees and wasps away. Mail carriers don't want to stick their hand into a dark box only to have it stung, so some of them put dryer sheets in the mailboxes along their routes to keep them away. They say wasp nests tend to pop up in mailboxes at this time of year. Makes good sense. Google has just revealed the questions people have searched for the most in the past 15 years. Not really too surprising. Number one, what time is it? Two, how to tie a tie? Three, how to kiss? Four, where am I? And number five, how many ounces in a cup? This is kind of cool. Hans Zimmer is a famous Hollywood composer. You might have heard his music in such movies as Inception, Pirates of the Caribbean, and The Lion King. Well, he's now composed driving sounds for electric vehicles from BMW. Electric cars are pretty much silent, of course, so BMW hired Zimmer to give some of their new cars that vroom sound. How much time can we actually spend in the car with our family before they drive us crazy? New road trip survey finds the average person can spend 3 hours and 46 minutes with family before they go nuts. With friends, it's a little longer. 4 hours, 23. We'll turn the page in 60 seconds on the Daily Buzz. Daily Buzz Part 2. New study finds drinking alcohol literally brings us together. Strangers who drank together in an empty room moved about an inch closer to each other every 7 to 8 minutes. And it didn't happen unless they were drinking. They did it in a lab setting without music or other people around. So they think the effect might be even more dramatic in a loud, crowded pub. The one time it didn't have an effect was when two people already knew each other. Friends tended to move closer together in the room over time, even when they weren't drinking. Do you have a summer bucket list? According to a survey, 59% of people say they want to try something new this summer. Here's some of the things on our upcoming bucket list: sunbathing, fishing, hiking, water skiing, camping, and I don't know about this one, skydiving. Not sure I want to jump out of a perfectly good airplane. Here are a few random facts. The Guinness Book of World Records is in the Guinness Book of World Records as the best-selling copyrighted book of all time. The word pandemonium comes from John Milton's Paradise Lost and is described as a palace built in the middle of hell. The Greek translation is all evil spirits. And three of the members of Lynyrd Skynyrd, who wrote Sweet Home Alabama, weren't from Alabama. Ronnie Van Zant and Gary Rossington were born in Florida. Ed King was from California. And the song wasn't even recorded in Alabama. It was recorded in Georgia. Knucklehead news out of Wisconsin, where a mom had a shockingly bad Mother's Day courtesy of her son. 22-year-old Andrew Peterson was upset he couldn't find his cell phone, so he took out his anger by tasing his mother. She fell to the floor as he left the house with his girlfriend and young child. Police eventually caught up to Peterson and arrested him for battery, disorderly conduct, possession of an electronic weapon, and jumping bail in connection with a separate domestic battery incident. His girlfriend was also arrested for allegedly punching Peterson's mother a few days earlier. Incredible. Is this the worst son ever? Might well be. The Daily Buzz. Email things for me to buzz about. Paul@MidwestFamilySWMI.com. Catch up on podcasts of The Daily Buzz on this station's website. Yesterday's history, tomorrow a mystery. Today it's a gift. That's why it's called the present. I'm Paul Leyendecker. We'll buzz again tomorrow. Make it a great day.